I don't know if it's a surprise to you, but my girlfriend said I'm not funny.
That's not a surprise to me.
She told me, and she's just like, "You're not funny." I'm like, "But why would you say that?" And she's like, "Because you're not funny." It's just more reasons to leave her. I feel like this podcast is a chronicle of the deterioration of my relationship.
That's not the first person to tell me that about
I can't wait for her to listen to this shit on, like, in her car, in her commute to work, and just, like, shake her head and just quietly say, asshole.
In reference to our podcast, I definitely had a different person say to me the words, "Jason's not funny, though."
Whoa! What a dick.
Not saying who. Not going to put them on blast.
Chad.
I'm not saying
Very good. I mean, you just have a crappy sense of humor. I'm also just really tired, and it's cold.
Sounds like an excuse, Jason.
It's an excuse to talk about the 2000s. Segway.
I hate it, thanks. Woo!
Perfect. So we didn't say what we were going to talk about this week, which is like the intro only makes sense that we talk about the best breakup songs of the 2000s.
Because you'll need them soon.
I will need them very soon. She's going to leave me very soon. So you claim dibs on the first fucking song.
I did, because it's really a bop, and I was, like I said, I found a playlist on the way home, and I was playing it in the car, and I'm like, God, I feel like, you know, I feel like I want to be in a breakup right now, so I can truly feel the essence of this song, and it's Because of You by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah, number one breakup song ever.
It's so good, like, you can't get better than that. And so I really wanted to start off with that.
I mean, maybe you might. You might be able to get better.
You might be able to get better, but... It's definitely pretty peak.
Pretty peak?
Pretty peak.
Yes. I love that song. Early 2000s Kelly Clarkson. Well, first of all, she's the greatest American Idol, and that show should have ended with her.
Yeah.
I think.
They should have finished that first season of American Idol and been like, you know what? We can't top this. We're done.
And they can't. And they never will. Well, the show's dead now, but they...
Well, aren't they still going, though?
No.
Oh, I thought they were still going.
I think someone else picked them up. But I don't know if that's really, like, happening for real, for real. But...
It barely exists.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, like, I could listen to all that music forever. Like...
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
She has a lot of really great breakup music, though.
She hasn't. You know what's amazing is that her voice has never changed. Mm-mm. It has been the same forever. It's never gone away, and it's like perfect. Look at this album.
That's
cover.
A great album.
Look at this. This is 2000s.
No, I'm very familiar. I love that album.
Yeah, it's I think I should get that on like a shirt. It's like, look at this shit. This is gorgeous.
I would buy it.
Yeah, this album would definitely buy on vinyl if it's repressed.
Hell yeah.
I would own it in a fucking heartbeat. So I've done no research. Oh my god, there's like 8 remixes of this fucking song.
I mean, I don't know why you're surprised.
Holy shit. Yeah, it's been very hectic, and it was the holiday, Thanksgiving, and all this fucking shit. And so I love that song. Another great breakup song, Britney Spears, Every Time. The video is iconic as fuck. And also, the original idea for the video was her overdosing in a bathroom. A lot of foreshadowing here. The whole song is just about her and Justin. Mm. And their whole thing. And when you watch, like, the video, it's like, okay, yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That asshole that's supposed to play Justin looks nothing like him. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're in Vegas. She's doing a show, and they're driving up. She's got a hat on and shades on. It's got to be like 9 o'clock in like the evening, and this guy is throwing magazines at paparazzi and punching people. Like, Jesus Christ! But it's a great song. It is a very heartfelt, heavy fucking song, and it's really just—it's a great post-breakup song when you're alone in your room crying. Mm-hmm. Like every time, that's a really good one. Cry Me a River in response to that is also an iconic breakup song.
Mm-hmm. It was also on my list.
Yes.
So
there's a lot of, I mean, we know the great breakup songs.
There's going to be some overlap, obviously.
There's a lot of amazing overlap. The first album of JT's is amazing and almost flawless. But Cry Me a River was just like the whole beat, Timbaland helping to produce, the video, the big Britney shots, all this stuff. It was amazing. I think I would break up to that, you know, if I was wronged.
Mm-hmm.
If I was wronged, yeah. I'm not implying anything. It's just hypothetical, if I was wronged, I would totally listen to this shit. But
fake.
I mean, it's a really you know, you could play this at a party and it would just like everyone would lose it.
Mm.
I think that would be my song to sing at karaoke. Cry Me a River. Aside from R. Kelly. I'm not doing that.
Anyway, you're no fun. Oh, so my next one is No Air by Jordan Sparks, featuring Chris Brown, I believe.
Not gonna lie to you, I don't remember that song.
Ooh, I'm gonna play it for you right now. God. It's a bop and it's a great breakup song.
Whatever happened to Jordan Sparks?
You know,
she died off, didn't she? She's kind of,
yeah, pretty much.
Kind of went away. Okay, now I remember. Yeah. I think this was definitely great, decent song. I don't think it's top caliber along the list I have.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree. I think it was a great breakup song. I was a real Jordan Sparks hoe. And I think that song was a bop. And it's just one you want to, like, sing while you're crying, which is the breakup song thing. Because there are two kinds of breakup songs. There's, like, crying sad, and then there's angry, I'm going to, like...
There's angry, I'm over you songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
A lot of the ones on my list are more on the sad side.
Like, Michelle Branch is, Are You Happy Now?
You keep... Same ones on my list, Jason.
Sorry, man, but see, that's an iconic.
You're supposed to alternate. You can't just say songs on end.
Fuck. It's a great. It's amazing. Like, you know, that's like the one question. Even now, lives on to people who break up. Are you happy now?
Yeah.
Are you happy with her? Are you happy with him? Like, it's just, you know, it speaks to everyone. Speaks to generations mm-hmm. of people going through breakups / divorces.
Well, that's your song, so it's my turn now.
Okay, sorry.
So on the subject of angry breakup songs, So What by Pink. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Doesn't get much better than that.
No, it
Pink,
does not.
Pink also, in general, has a lot of really great breakup songs, and I have another one on my list as well.
Pink just looks like she would beat up her boyfriend.
I would be so terrified to be her ex.
Fuck yeah. I would be, I'd be very, very afraid in that courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's such an icon, though. Love her. We talked about her a little bit last episode.
Yes. I feel like we should just talk about her, like, in general. Like,
yeah. She's, let's do it.
What an icon. Well, not now. But what an icon. Like,
yeah, really.
Pink.
Well, we'll find an episode for her.
P, exclamation point, NK.
Yep.
Pink. Because, like, right. Yeah, it's not nice. Ashanti's Foolish. And I had to remind myself what this song was. I was like, oh, is this a breakup song? And then, like, I was like, oh. And then the video is hilarious because it's young Terrence Howard. This was pre-Iron Man Terrence Howard. And it's like... And copyright. So, it's... That beat, those vocals... Perfect, and I love that the song opens with Murder, Inc. That was like the whole thing. She was part of Murder, Inc., which is now dead. Ja Rule's in the video. Ja Rule was to Ashanti what R. Kelly was to Aaliyah, and they had really chosen all they did, especially being on the same label. So this fucking song, iconic as fuck. Like, once you heard that piano, no. Everyone's like, oh my god, yes. Like, every single lady in that club just like lost it, slow dance, whatever the fuck. Raise their glasses, drink that wine. As Catherine, as Catherine chugs down Merlot. Oh god!
It's not a Merlot. It's a Bordeaux. Oh, get your shit straight.
Your glasses and labels. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Do I need to label what kind of wine I have in my wine glass? That doesn't make sense, Jason.
I don't believe in labels.
Back at it again with Jason not being logical.
Sorry. My bad.
Is it my turn again?
Yeah.
Great. Let me go back to my list. Okay. Bleeding Love by Leon Lewis.
Sure. Yes.
Do you remember it?
No.
Oh my god, Jason.
I stayed really close to R&B hip-hop during this time, which is why I've heard so many of these. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. See, well, Bleeding Love is one of the iconic breakup songs.
Well, these are all iconic. Well, but yeah. It's one of them. But to me, I don't think I heard that song alone. I feel like I heard it in a mall, you know?
Well, that's your damn problem, Jason.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my problem. I just happened to hear it in a mall in the background somewhere. And I was like, oh, this is pretty catchy. But you just don't.
Are malls not mostly breakup songs?
No, I think you might be right. I think they really play breakup songs, and
because what do you do when you break up? You go and you stress shop.
Yeah, that's very true.
Or you do like makeovers to make your ex jealous. That's what happens in teen movies.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of a. I think you're right.
I agree.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Eamon. I don't want you back. A.K.A. Fuck It.
It's a mood.
You've heard this song, correct?
I don't know.
Great. This is going to be a very short-lived podcast, guys. Can't wait to get sued.
I mean, I can cut all this out later.
Oh, yeah. You've heard this shit.
I don't think so. I didn't listen to it as much.
Whoa, you never heard this song?
I didn't listen to R&B that much back then.
Oh, man. Sheltered you were.
My God. Yo, you also didn't know Bleeding Love, so you want to shut the fuck up, Jason.
It's a great, it's like, there's no metaphor, it's just, fuck you, I don't want you back, fuck off, fuck you. And it was an R&B hit, and then he went away.
That's sad.
Yeah, and then he just kind of went away. Mm. Fuck all the presents. Mm. I don't want you back. Fuck you. Fuck it. Yeah, it was great. It was male empowerment in 2004 there. Male empowerment. That's what that was. My God. Oh, it's terrible. Terrible. It's every guy that thought his girlfriend was cheating when she wasn't. It's like, you know what? Fuck you, Rachel. Fuck out, man.
Okay, so question.
Yeah,
are we counting 99 as close enough?
Yes.
Cool.
Like, because last week's album of the week was like blank.
And I was going to argue that we do, because we did a whole episode on Woodstock, which was 99. So
yeah, everything post Woodstock was 2000.
Cool. So From the Bottom of My Broken Heart by Britney Spears.
Yeah. Plenty of those.
Yeah.
yes. No argument.
Yeah, cool.
Beautiful Britney forever. Yeah, it's great. I don't think that's one that I listened to more so. I think I loved every time.
I totally forgot. So close.
I was looking at the next song, and so yeah. Every time I was like, that's that one breakup song. But she, you know, there's just so many. I feel like there's so many songs that could be labeled a breakup song. Mm-hmm. Like Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot. Like,
there's many that could be labeled a breakup song.
Yeah. It just depends on what kind of breakup it is, I think.
Yeah. If it's rough, there's like those songs. If it's amicable.
Are you the person that broke up with them? Are you the person who got broken up with? Like, you know? That would make a difference. Because if you just broke up with someone, maybe your breakup song is Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson, not Because of You.
Oh, wow. Did you slip? You just slipped that shit in right there? I saw that. You just slipped. Maybe it's Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson. It's like, maybe it fucking is.
Yeah, you don't know. You know, that song is a great song. Very inspiring. Makes me feel free.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson, very, very much like, if you played her music in a church, you would not tell the difference. No. People would raise their arms.
Breakaway is the song that young girls hear when they start to find themselves.
This is also the song that you would hear in every trailer for a Nicholas Sparks film.
You know what I think of when I think of Breakaway?
What?
The Princess Diaries.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. I mean,
that's my go-to. Christ. That is my go-to. Every time I hear that song, I think Princess they
need,
Diaries.
I feel like they need a part three. Because Anne Hathaway is like in her
absolutely
30s. It's like, you know, what if it's like a big drama, like Princess Diaries, big drama?
I would say, like, I feel like
Chris Pine, bring back.
But
Chris
you know
Pine.
What they would do though? They right. would probably do a next gen, and I think that would ruin it. Because whenever they
like
do
Pokemon,
because I feel like whenever they do sequels where instead of it being the same main characters, they have like the next gen of the family. That's where they ruin it. Like, okay, example, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Great movie. Don't fight me on this. Because I am not willing to budge on that. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Still fun, but the next generation of people they added are the most boring character. They were so poorly written. There's no personality whatsoever. And all the other main characters are still fun, but like, that next gen, they ruined the next gen.
The entire series has no personality. That is an awful film.
I disagree.
All of it.
I disagree.
All of it.
I disagree.
All of it.
I disagree. This is a fight for another day. Let's move on.
Burn by Usher.
So Breakaway by Kelly
Clarkson. Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson. Classic empowering song for the person who has committed the dumping. Not yes. the dumpy.
Yes.
You're the dumper, and this is a great song for the
because you have to think
dumper.
Of that kind of breakup, you know?
Yeah. If you're
I've
the,
been there.
If you're the dumpy, it's really Every Time by Britney Spears that you should be listening to. That's the one that's going to hurt. Burn by Usher. This entire album, Confessions, was a classic. I believe I still own this. If I don't, I'm just going to rebuy it.
I believe that.
But it's great.
I know this one.
It's great. It's a classic song. Burn, weirdly enough, 14 years later, 13 if anything, he has herpes now. Because he was sleeping around too much and shit. And so now he caught it. So now he is burning. But he just said, you know, sometimes you gotta let it burn. You gotta let it burn. And it's very honest about relationships, about, you know, we have to end this now and let the pain burn now because then we will heal later. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what that song is about. Mm-hmm. Wrong. It's about deep personal experience and love and loss.
Wow.
Close enough.
You suck.
Yeah, I mean, you know, rumors flew that the song co-wrote came from a personal deep experience. Those rumors have never been confirmed, but the ballad lives in our hearts and minds as one of the saddest and truest songs about the bitter end of any relationship. Very true. Your turn, sir. Gave me the very hard
See,
look.
This is why I had to drink, because I knew you were coming over. Break Even by The Script. That's a white people breakup song.
Yeah, I do not.
To counter your RB.
Cannot relate.
Yeah.
Cannot relate.
I wouldn't say it's one of my personal breakup songs, but I feel like I've definitely heard other people. Like
other whites.
This is very much mall breakup music.
Mall breakup you know? Music.
This isn't music you hear when you're breaking up with someone in a mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or being dumped in a mall.
I was in a restaurant a few weeks ago, and as we were about to leave, I saw a couple, like, I think they were breaking up. Because she was like, I'm more disappointed in that they went to a really nice restaurant, got dressed up, and then she just starts crying. Like, it's over, and they barely had an appetizer. Like, they hadn't had their meal. They just had wine. And it was like, what the fuck are you
That's
doing?
That's just poor timing.
That's poor timing. It's a waste of time. It's, come on, man. Mm-hmm. do better. Mm-hmm. So I think that song would go well with that breakup that I witnessed.
Yeah, and it's for very public breakups.
Very public breakups. Can you publicly break up with someone? Like, I really want to see that.
Okay, a concept. You know how they do, like, the marriage proposals at, like, I feel like the trope is, like, at a baseball game on the grandstand or whatever. Yeah. I feel, so that, but a breakup instead of a proposal.
You ever seen that College Humor video? It was, like, a prank. Did I ever send you that? No. Where, basically, like, well, it was, like, the prank wars on College Humor, like, way back. And basically, he put the other guy's name and his girlfriend's name saying, "Will you marry me?" And she's like, "Oh my God, really?" And he's like, "No,
I didn't." Oh, wait. I think I have seen that. I don't know if you sent it to me or...
I think I sent it to you. That's a classic fucked up video. And then they broke up afterwards. It's really great.
You're the worst.
I am. Irreplaceable by Beyonce.
Yeah.
Irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable by Beyonce is irreplaceable.
It really is. Feeds into itself. It's quite possibly one of the most empowering 2000s breakup jams, and had everyone preaching to the left, to the left. Can we say that Beyonce created Tinder through this song?
Yes.
Yes. I think that's absolutely where the concept came from.
Beyonce is root.
To the left, to the left. Too many things. And that the whole thing is great. If I don't think, I think she should play, she could have played this song and had Jay-Z on stage. Like a fucking year ago.
Yeah.
Yo, babe, what? You'd just be so shocked. Just that's a public breakup.
Shooketh.
In front of like thousands of people. Just screaming to the left, and you know. I mean, the song is literally about kicking her unfaithful man out of the house.
Classic.
I mean, I think she saw the future. I think she saw the future. I think Beyonce may hold shares in Tinder, you know.
That wouldn't surprise me.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
What if she actually owns it?
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised either. They're huge moguls. Oh, my God. Here you go. And I'll just God damn it. Oh, my God.
My next one is Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie. Yeah, I mean,
big ups to Fergie.
Yeah.
Giving short girls confidence all around the world.
Love her. I love Fergie.
Fergie's great.
Yeah.
Fergie's great.
I was a huge Fergie ho. but yeah, no, Big Girls Don't Cry. It came on my playlist, and I'm like, oh man, this song holds up. I don't know if it holds up for other people, but it still holds up.
No,
with
it does.
Me,
no,
because I'm still definitely super does. Into it. Yeah.
It definitely does. One of the more her and Will I Am probably found more success post Black Eyed Peas a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Will I Am with like producing and not rapping.
Yeah, I agree.
Fergie singing and not doing the national anthem. I think that was you know, those are things that kind of balance each other out.
Yeah, she's not limitless, for sure.
No, she's limited. She's quite limited.
She's quite limited. She's
quite limited.
But I think when she stays in her lane,
whatever lane that is,
she's quite good at it.
When she's in the middle lane of the highway,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
She's there.
Stays exactly where
cruising,
she needs to be.
Cruising down the road.
Yeah.
This is one song that I agree with, but don't like because I don't like the band.
this was actually the next one on my list, so
Jesus
this works out
Christ.
Well.
One Republic, Apologize, featuring Timbaland. I don't like this band.
You can't talk about breakup songs without including this song, though. Whether or not
The
band.
It's too late to apologize, guys. It's too late.
Yeah.
Stop it. No. Stop it. Stop it. Don't say you're sorry. It's too late. As this white man.
And it's like a sad mad.
It
you
is.
You know what I mean? It's in between.
It's hurting me as much as it's hurting you.
Right.
But it's too late.
Like, I'm hurting, but like, too I... late. But, like, I'm also not happy. I'm mad at you.
He's not happy. Look at him.
No, just look
He's
at
bummed.
Him. He's
bummed.
He looks like someone just told him something mildly shocking.
Avril Lavigne is a clone. Oh, God. Yeah, he's not. No, no. He just looks like his label told him, you have to make a hip-hop song.
He's like, what?
Yeah, what? There's a remix we're going to give way, blah, blah. It's just out of the way. Yeah, see, Big Girls Don't Cry.
Yeah. So my next one is another Jordan Sparks song, because again,
Christ,
love her. But it's Battlefield.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That I
it's
know
a
that
good
song.
One. Yeah, yeah.
I
it's
really
a good
enjoy
one.
That song.
You gotta have it.
Heartless by Kanye West.
True.
This is we're at the cusp of him losing his shit.
Yeah.
Real close.
Yeah.
So this was acceptable Kanye still. Dropping 808s and Heartbreaks. This was still okay, Kanye. At the time, I didn't like this album. I actually
did like that album.
Everyone did. I didn't. I just hated the whole direction. But over time, I've seen where it's coming from. But, you know, how could you be so heartless? It's very true. Rings very true as a breakup song. Yeah. Oh, God. There's one I definitely hate. I can't stand.
All right, my next one is Fallen by Alicia Keys. I love that song, so I've always loved that song.
Anything by
so
Alicia
much.
Keys, gold, oh, gold, all the
absolutely.
Time. Gold, 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 gold.
Absolutely, she's gold. So good. And I love that song. It holds up, it aged really well. I think so.
Because it hasn't aged, because she hasn't aged.
That's true.
She still looks the same as I saw her in MTV.
She's timeless. They're
fucking timeless.
I remember when I was...
How are you married to Swizz Beatz? I want you to answer me this question. Swizz Beatz is one of the ugliest guys I've ever seen in my life. It's like a parakeet.
Well, when I was a youngin', a friend of mine had...
You mean a year ago?
You wanna fight me? a friend of mine had one of those, like, singing video games.
Uh-huh.
But it was, like, just singing, nothing else. And I remember...
Just sing?
Fallen was on there. And so we sang it, and it was one of the highest scores we got. I think our rating was, background singers, so I was pretty pleased
nice,
with that.
Nice, yeah, nice,
it's
nice.
It's about as good as it's ever going to get.
They make
me.
Decent cash, I think.
You think?
I think.
I just think of Glitter.
Oh, God.
A Glitter plot?
Oh, God. No. Take a Bow by Rihanna.
Yeah.
The song is now officially 10 years old. The song is 10 years old.
Very old.
10 years.
A lot of these songs are more than 10 years old.
I know, but this is still, like, this song is 10 years old.
Yeah.
Like, it is, Take a Bow is timeless. It should be recorded in history. This song should be inserted into a time capsule. Mm-hmm. So when we all pass and people dig this shit up in, like, 100 years and they see all the amazing treasures we were as a society, Rihanna's Take a Bow.mp3 should be in, like, a flash drive.
Do they still
somewhere.
Have the technology to read flash drives in the future?
I'm sure they'll be able to find some old laptop.
Do we still have technology to read floppy disks?
Are we alive?
No.
No.
We all died in, what was the, 2012? That's when the world was
Yeah,
system.
I mean, it's
we all died in 2012.
Yeah, some people called this song mature and for a pop ballad, and some others called it weak and completely unoriginal. And to those people, I say...
Sounds like classic critics.
Classic critics. And to those people, I say, jump off the tallest tower in your town.
Lovely.
Awesome. You go first before I scream about this song.
Okay. My next one is Just a Dream by Nelly.
Oh.
Yeah, I got Jason with that one.
Crying right now. I mean, yeah, you can't go wrong with that shit.
Nope.
Nelly, weirdly enough, always had pretty good pop hits. I mean, they were like low R&B rap hits. Like his like he had this one album called Suit, because he had a double album, Sweat and Suit. And Sweat was like the party album, and Suit was like nighttime jams. And I was like, how the fuck can you? He's one of the few rappers that can do that.
Yeah,
I can switch from like hardcore. Not hardcore rap, more of like pop rap, and more of that
like
southern
upbeat,
style, very upbeat, party time music, to switch it over to like nighttime R&B chill, and he had a really great voice for it. He still does, aside from catching an assault charge recently. This song is one of the most annoying fucking songs I've ever heard in my life.
I knew it was gonna be this one that
you hated. Oh, dude, it's fucking terrible. It's terrible. If I could tell your neighbors how awful this fucking song is.
It's because it's a country song.
Yes. Yes. That's number one. But also this fucking song played forever. It's Need You Now by Lady Antebellum. Fuck this band. Fuck this song. Fuck all of it. It won Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the Grammys in 2011. That silence is the death of society. I hate this fucking song. The song is fucking terrible.
And welcome back to our this episode of Let's Bitch About the 2000s.
Jesus Christ. It is not, it is, God, it is a terrible chorus of them trading back and forth, I need you now, and all this shit, and it's just like, I'm drunk in a bar, I think that's how the song went, and I need you now. Like,
sounds right.
It just sounds like a guy who didn't, this was pre-Uber, he could have called an Uber, this is pre-Uber, like, he could have called somebody, and it's just like, dude, what the fuck, like.
But not before booty calls.
Not before booty calls, man, like. It was one of the most overplayed songs of the year, making it both loathed and loved by the public. Did you love this song?
No, I mean, I, like, mildly liked it, and then it got played a lot, so it got annoying, but I don't have any strong feelings about it, unlike you. I'm just sort of like, it's a song that I wouldn't actively listen to, but if it came on, I wouldn't lose my mind. That's a song I got super sick of.
Rolling in the deep.
Yeah, because I think that was also the summer I took online gym, which, don't ask, a lot everyone does, and it gets stupid. Anyways, I spent a lot of time in a gym that summer, and it was that summer that the song was big, and so I heard that song constantly. That song and Pumped Up Kicks. It just makes me think of exercising in a public place. That's one of my least favorite things.
Granted, I'm reading the nominees now. This was a decent year, but it shouldn't have won, I think. Like,
Empire State of Mind was above.
Yeah, I think that should have won. I think that should have won. Yeah, that should have won. Or Fuck You by CeeLo Green, which is also a breakup song.
That's true, yeah.
It is a
great breakup song.
Classic breakup song. It is catchy.
That's like a classic, you broke up with me, but I've moved on, so.
Yeah, you know. So Fuck You. This is. Also, weirdly enough, that the clean version is just as good. And very songs can have that the clean version is just as good as the regular version.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song of the year, it's just not, no, it's just, no, nah. Nah, 2011 was a rough year, guys. 2011 was a rough year.
It's true.
Oh, look at that, Rolling in the Deep.
Ugh, murder me.
So you didn't like this song.
I liked it, but then I got so sick of it because it was played constantly. But I really liked it the first few times I heard it. I just got super sick of it. And I still can't listen to it anymore because I'm still sick of it. Don't do it. Don't do it, you asshole. Are you pleased with yourself?
Cinematography.
I love cinematography.
Cinematography. Oh yeah. Oh god.
Well, I'm sorry. Were all of the nominations that year?
Yeah, all that. Songs? All the nominations that year were breakup songs. What the fuck? Oh my god. We are going chronologically here. No.
Is he still alive? Is he? What happened to him? I feel like he put out that song. How do you say his name?
I don't know. Gotcha. I don't know. Gautier?
Gotye?
Gotye? Gotye?
Gotye? Just if you know how to say his name, slide into our Insta DMs.
Call us and say, oh, hey, asshole.
Also, if you know where he is, what happened to him,
find him.
That'd be great. We'll save him for our Where Are They Now episode.
I mean, sure, yeah. Because
I'm curious.
I'm very curious. Somebody That I Used to Know is also one of the most annoying songs I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's another song that I liked at first, and then I got really sick of it.
Quit that shit. I was like, dude, stop.
He looks the same.
He looks like ugly Bradley Cooper.
Harsh.
Honest.
Kimber still makes music, I think.
Yeah, she still does.
She pops up on my Spotify every now and then.
I'll take her over Homeboy any day. Oh, but, yeah, true. Yeah, Somebody That I Used to Know was not, it's a good breakup song for post-2000s, like 2010s, yeah. That, you know, this was kind of like the peak of, like, having a breakup song that, mm-hmm. You know, you were somebody that used to know. And, you know, you're just a stranger now, bro.
My stuff is not chronological. It's fine. I feel like you're going to laugh at me for the next one, but I don't care. The first cut is The Deepest by Sheryl Crow.
Nah, dude. I can't laugh at that. Like, that's she's not wrong. Like, yeah. Sheryl Crow dominates once again.
She does. Always.
Always dominates.
Every topic we have, Sheryl Crow
always leads to Sheryl Crow. Yeah. Sheryl Crow has been named, dropped on every single episode.
Crow's Nest actually sponsors our podcast.
There's got to be some hardcore listener who's just like, yes, you have mentioned Sheryl Crow at least once in every episode.
Welcome to Let's Talk About the 2000s, aka the Sheryl Crow fan cast.
I know. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, do the you first have more? Because I still have...
I do. Okay, Mariah Carey's... I was just there. I literally posted this shit last night because I found it.
Oh, I saw that, and I'm like, someone's been.
We Belong Together by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, yeah.
No, absolutely.
Stop looking on Facebook. Stay focused.
I was trying to find the thing. So, Mariah Carey's "We Belong Together." I was listening to it before I got here. I was listening to it last night trying to research, and I just remember I love this song so much, and the video is awesome, but there's no closure really because they just run off. Like Wentworth Miller, like peak thin Wentworth Miller, like everyone was losing their shit over who was that hot guy in that Mariah Carey video. And I think this was like a bit before Prison Break came out. And so he was just that like cool steely eyed guy in a suit and Chucks. While she was marrying, what's his name? John Roberts. That's a judge. What's his name? Yeah. He's like Julia Roberts' half-brother. He was in the Killers music video of Mr. Brightside. He was like that old dude.
You need to stop assuming I know who people are. I know who people are. Because I don't ever. God damn it.
Who the fuck is this guy?
For a second, I thought it was Jim.
Oh my god. Terrible. Yeah, so basically, yeah, so she's marrying this old guy, and then Wentworth comes in and saves her, and they just run off. And, you know, we belong together. I think, I'm not sure if that is necessarily a breakup song, but I think it's more of an I miss you song. More of a, like, we shouldn't have broke up. Like we both flubbed this up, and I think we belong together.
It might still be a song you might listen to when you break up when you're in the denial stage.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, absolutely. I think that's kind of how it should be. Eric Roberts, that's his name. Eric Roberts, homeboy. Yeah, Julia Roberts' half-brother. She was marrying him, and, you know. I just love Wentworth Miller. Like, that was like his peak timing, especially.
What are you doing?
No, I'm closing out windows, and that's what's left. That's all I got. So I think that's my good closure, Mariah Carey's We Great. Belong Together.
I still have two more, but they're both
good. Oh, my God. Oh, man, no way. Oh, fuck.
You want to fight me?
No, fight. Where's Harvey? Oh, Catherine actually hit me. Oh, fuck.
Oh, all my right. God. My next one is My Happy Ending by Avril Lavigne.
Sure.
Do I need to jog your memory?
No.
I don't believe you.
I don't. I don't want my memory jogged.
Too bad. Too bad.
Fuck. I mean, you hit me. It's like, is that enough? Is that not enough for you?
No.
Are you not entertained?
I'm never entertained.
Son of a bitch.
Anyways, it's one of those great, like, I'm, like, sad and angry at the same time. Like, I'm hurting, but I'm gonna yell at you for it kind of songs.
Sure. Was this pre-cloned Avril?
I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is great. Like, I'm 13, and I just broke up with my middle school boyfriend. Is that not accurate?
Oh, very, very, very much so accurate.
Great.
I feel like there's a lot we missed.
I have one more.
Oh, excuse me. More. Sorry.
I told you I had two more left. And the last one is another pink one, because again, she's
okay, yes.
A queen of breakup songs.
Dropping your phone.
You want to fight me? It's Who Knew?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Pink just had like angry.
I think if you ever want a good breakup song playlist, just listen to Pink's entire discography.
Yes. Like,
that's just what you need to do.
Hardcore. She blended so many punk attitudes with a pop sound.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that it was just a lot of go fuck yourself, I don't need you type songs.
Right.
Really, her entire discography are all breakup songs. They're all about...
It's true.
You know. That's really all it is, really. But I love
great,
that song.
They're great pump-up songs.
Very much so. Very much so. These are songs you would hear in, like, your spin class. But very much so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I can imagine being in a spin class with So What playing in the background. Still a rock star as I cycle as fast as I can, screaming on the inside.
Wanting to die on the outside.
I've done spinning classes before.
Those don't look like fun.
They're not.
But those don't look like
they're
fun.
They're not. They're really painful.
I feel like at some point I should do one just to see, like, oh, is it as bad? And just, like, it is.
I think it's very dependent on who is teaching the class and their music choices. Because I'd have some that would basically just put on, like, remixes, so it would just be some generic... Random. Bass beat the entire time, and then others would be really creative with it.
When they thought
a whole bunch of stuff on there, and those are always the more fun ones to me.
Those are people you can trust.
I had a pregnant lady teach our class once.
Those are people you can trust.
It was intense.
Oh, fuck. So, I think if you have any breakup songs or songs that helped you during a breakup, message us.
Maybe we'll make a playlist.
Maybe we won't.
We probably won't.
We probably won't. But we will say that we will, just to give you some pleasure.
Others exist.
Yeah. Don't come to us for this shit.
More proactive people.
We are merely here to remind you of the nostalgia.
We're merely here to remind you of the nostalgia and share our opinions.
Yeah.
Because those are valid.
Yeah. Super valid. Like, my life matters.
God damn it. I hate it.
Oh, man. Be controversial.
Your favorite hobby.
I mean, yeah. So it's like, where's the line? Oh, there it is. There it is. I touched it. There it is. Album of the week.
Ah, yes. I did prepare one, actually. But I cheat because I always do ones that we talked about.
No,
but,
sure, yeah.
Duchess by Fergie.
I mean, classic album, honestly.
Yeah, it's a classic one.
Classic.
But I was listening to it, like I said, and I'm like, miss this album.
Mm. I'm going to go with Witching Hour by Ladytron. Mm-hmm. I got into that album in high school, and it's still one of their, if not their best album they've ever made. Mm-hmm. And it is great electronic pop, rock music, and they just reunited this year. They're on tour next year. Very excited.
Very nice. Very,
very ready. We hope you enjoy these breakup songs. We hope you go out there and go break up with people.
Or get broken up with.
Or get broken up with, yeah. Depending on how kind of a person you are, asshole. Yeah.
Maybe you enjoy pain and suffering. We don't know your life.
Yeah, exactly.
I have friends that are like that. Your friends are like that? Just dying to be broken up with?
Jesus Christ. No, no one has those friends.
I disagree.
Let's see. What do we talk about next week? There's got to be topics we've been holding off on.
I think a Where Are They Now episode would be fun.
Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
I guess we'll do Where Are They Now. I feel like there's just so many. Where is everyone? Where is everyone? Where are they?
That's the title of the next episode. Where is everyone? It's just Jason, left alone on this bitch of a world.
It's just a question I scream every time I come into work or I come home. Mm. Where's everyone?
Mm. Oh, yeah, it's me every time I'm home. Yeah.
Where the fuck?
I kind of stopped asking that question, actually. That's why I keep buying plants to keep me company. I'm going to start talking to them soon.
And I guess it's not confirmed that Catherine grows pot. And with that, we say goodbye.
Great. Thanks, Jason.
Anytime.